We're at P&K Equipment in Enid. We're at the Ron Hayes Howdy Neighbors Tour today, and we've got State Senator Roland Peterson with us right now. Senator, thanks for coming, and maybe first things first, how's the wheat looking?
It's looking really good. We had the good moisture this fall, and we've had the easy rains that come along after we planted, and everything that's not planted is going in really well, and the stuff that's in the ground, it's coming up really good.
Now, a little bit further south from here, I know they're working on the Capitol this week, but where do we really stand on trying to get a deal, an agreement, to get this funding hole taken care of?
That's a real good question, Ron. This is my first year there. They say there's never been another one like it, and hopefully that's true, and I hope we'll never experience another one. But it looks like, you know, I hear things that that the budget's coming together and there's a deal made or close to a deal, and then I hear then it's all off. So I know leadership's meeting this week, and I think maybe by Monday maybe we'll have something that we can actually debate and maybe get something done next week.
Now, down the road, we've got regular legislative session coming before you know it in early 2018. What's out there on the horizon that you're going to be watching, especially with your rural Oklahoma, perspective?
Well, of course, in any part of the state, it's the education issue. I know the governor challenged us to put a $2,000 pay raise in the budget on a special election. I'm not sure that we're going to be able to do that. Hopefully, we'll be able to for sure close the $215 million hole. But that's really one thing that I really hope we try to address is a teacher and education situation.
You know, your experience at this point with this legislative position, you're the state senator. You came from basically a farmer and educator before that, obviously for a lot of years working with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. What, you know, give me your perspective of has it met your expectations, and what's really impressed you after one session under your belt?
Just the vast amount of knowledge that you really try to get your arms around and try to make decisions based on the information that you have, and all the information that you get is not necessarily exactly right. And you got to sort out what's right and do the best you can as far as your discernment in making those decisions. But I was somewhat overwhelmed with just all the information that's out there that you got to get your arms around.
Glad you did it?
Pardon me?
Are you glad you did it?
I am. It's been a rewarding experience. Hopefully, with a year under my belt, I'll kind of be able to maybe that'll help the process move forward a little quicker for me.